This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. As we've reported, a growing number of companies have announced a new employee benefit following the Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe versus Wade. These companies say they'll cover expenses for travel out of state for abortion care. That's for employees living in states with restrictions. But how exactly is that going to work? Marketplace's workplace culture reporter Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
The Human Resource Department at Lattice, a performance management platform, has been working around the clock to figure this out, says Chief People Officer Kara Brennan-Alamano.
This is yet another thing on the plate of HR folks who have had to help navigate through a pandemic. And in this particular situation, things are changing daily, and it's not easy stuff.
Most important, she says, is addressing privacy concerns. A worker shouldn't have to ask their manager or offer any personal information directly to the company to use the benefit. Alamano says organizations could offer it through a health insurance plan, but coverage can vary, and that would require filing for reimbursement.
We want it to be a situation where people have the cash in hand because timing is such an important issue.
So Lattice plans to offer a medical travel stipend available for any healthcare need through a supplemental third-party provider. These providers often cover services like fertility treatment or gender-affirming care, and they sometimes act as advocates to connect workers with health resources. Owen Tripp is the co-founder and CEO of Included Health, which works with more than 250 employer clients in this way.
They can rely on us to deliver, you know, highly trusted, clinical, safe, and ultimately private service.
He says employers foot the bill, but that's about it.
Well, they can see the total numbers of people utilizing services within a population. They do not see the details, the names, the demographics of those people.
Generally, such programs are available only to full-time regular employees. Match Group, the dating app company based in Texas, has been providing travel benefits even for part-time or contract workers who don't qualify for their health insurance. It's through a partnership with Planned Parenthood Los Angeles, says Chief Communications Officer Justine Sacco.
We have a dedicated toll-free number. They could call that number. Planned Parenthood would verify their employment status, and then they would book their travel, their hotel, whatever medical procedures were necessary.
Setting up a secure system to offer benefits is one thing, but actually making employees feel comfortable using them is another, says Brian Kropp, chief of HR research at Gartner.
One of the things that we'd really recommend companies doing is working with ethics professors at a local college or university to have them put a stamp of approval on what you're doing.
He says companies also need to foster a culture, starting with management, where it's clear that it's okay to take time off without giving a reason.
That creates a moment where those employees either have to lie to their manager or share this private moment.
And the less employers know about how employees use such benefits, the better, says employment attorney Krista Mitzel, because accessing these services, even out of state, could be a crime in some places.
The more neutral and mainstream the policies are, where they could be argued that this stipend covered any procedure. It wasn't meant to be abortion. It wasn't meant to be XYZ. Those will be defenses that the company will, you know, set forth about why they did or did not violate the law.
Unless a company actively wants to challenge such laws, as Mitzel expects some to do. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.